Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to celebrate, which we're doing this week, but we're wrapping it up. This is the last day of celebration, so we'll be back to regular next month. Notice I didn't say normal. We never use that word around here. There's nothing normal about anything that we do around here. But we couldn't have done this all these years without our great Brain Trust members, and nobody fits that bill more than our good friend Karen Kerrigan. She has been an abiding resource for me and for you, whether you know it or not. I know I've told you many times before about it, but she is an amazing individual, and she's been a great member of our Brain Trust since 1997. In the first 6 weeks of my show being on the air, she was here, and she's been here ever since, and she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and as I've said as many times as I can, pound for pound, nobody works harder for small business than Karen Kerrigan. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, and happy anniversary to you and your show.
Thank you.
That is just terrific that you've been on the air for so long, and obviously you are meeting the needs of small business owners and entrepreneurs in the marketplace, so congratulations on just, your enduring influence and power.
There's something to be said for just surviving, isn't there?
I tell you, these days, absolutely.
And you know all about that, too, because you're an entrepreneur yourself in your world and advocating for small businesses as you do there inside our nation's capital, inside the Beltway, I should say, in our nation's capital and on up and down Pennsylvania Avenue. So what are you working on these days?
Well, Jim, sometimes we have an unfair advantage because we just get a lot of stupid work to do from the government.
They keep giving you things to work on, don't they?
Exactly. And Jim, like I've said in the past, it'd be great if we could go out of business, right? At least on the legislative and advocacy side, because, there's just a lot of things that government does that really harm small business, and particularly, over the past 8-10 years. But, we're working on a couple things. We're working on a lot, but what we're focused on this week, early in the week we hosted an event, a fly-in with the U.S. Chamber to bring light to and focus on a rule that's been proposed by the Department of Labor that basically puts the Labor Department in charge of financial advice provided to all IRAs and all private sector employer-provided retirement plans. And what this does is changes the definition of fiduciary investment advice. So the rule is so broad, so subjective, that, even the type of investment, quote unquote, the type of sales communication, educational material, the things that small business owners would get from brokers on setting up retirement plans, sample investment lineups, things like that, mm-hmm. would be considered investment advice. And therefore, it would trigger prohibited transactions, mm-hmm. greater legal liability. The bottom line is that small business owners would not be able to get the type of information and advice they need to open mm-hmm. retirement plans, or it would make it entirely too
expensive. Where is this coming from?
To do so.
This isn't. Let me stop for a second, Karen.
Yes.
This isn't something that's broken.
Exactly.
There's nothing, folks, there's nothing broken or abusive. There's no hue and cry for the marketplace saying we need this fixed. Karen, where is this coming from? What's the wellspring of this?
Jim, that's what's happening in a lot of the regulatory agencies, right? We could say that the FCC and their internet regulation, where the heck did that come from?
Yeah.
Where is that broken?
No kidding.
The same in terms of a lot of the work. There's a lot at the DOL, from overtime rules to a joint employer standard at the EPA. It goes on and on and on and on in terms of why is the government doing things in the marketplace that isn't broken. But you're right with this.
And when you say government, we really should be more specific. And we just have to do this, Karen. We don't need to say government on things like this. We need to say Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen, this is what my audience knows that I mean when I talk about the anti-business policies and rhetoric coming out of Washington. They know that we're talking about the Obama administration because that's who's pushing these things.
You know, Peter Rostom, Congressman Rostom, he came to the event to address the group, and it was a lot of small business owners and entrepreneurs came in that care enough about this to go to the Hill and talk about this issue. But he pretty much said he was convinced that it is the ultimate goal of the federal government and of the regulators to take over pretty much.
Yeah, to take over our lives. You know, folks, this is not conspiracy talking here. This is happening in front of our very eyes. Thank God we have somebody like Karen Kerrigan to not only point it out to us, but to fight these people. And we're going to talk about some other things and some more about this after these messages with our good friend and our hero, Karen Kerrigan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.